from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma battering its way at Haiti and Dominican Republic. Fierce winds, heavy rain. Forecasters saying Irma's next target, Cuba and the Bahamas. Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Rick Scott is governor of the U.S. state of Florida.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
Irma, for right now, remains a Category 5 storm. It has 280 kilometer per hour winds. President Trump warning North Korea they don't want the U.S. to take any military action against them.
Each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. A massive 8.1 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of southern Mexico, toppling houses in Chiapas State, causing buildings to sway violently as far away as Mexico City and Guatemala City. In Guatemala, there was an appeal for calm while emergency crews checked for damage there. Local radio reporting one death. That's been unconfirmed. This is VOA News.